You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
If you asked Americans if they were for or against daylight savings time, I'm pretty positive the majority would say they're against it.
I'm never sure which I'm for. Like, I'm for whatever lets it be, like, if it's daylight savings time or not, it's wherever it lets it be light or longer. Like, in the afternoon, like...
Right, so Yes. You're for springing forward.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I think I am.
The one we just went through.
Yes. I just want one way. Just yeah. Leave it one way, please.
I get it. Well, the practice of setting clocks back an hour in the fall and springing forward in the spring was made a national standard in the 1960s with the hopes of it helping the public conserve electricity. Oh. But nothing was ever proven that it really made a difference. But it is proven how much of a nuisance
Yes. It
is. And it must be that the United States Senate agrees, because recently a bill was presented to make daylight savings time permanent. Before officially having it passed, though, Senator Kristen Sinema had this important question to ask, and her reaction is funny.
Is there objection? Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President.
And yes.
That's great. So there's someone that's happy about it. I agree. This would be great to not have to move our clocks all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, typically that doesn't happen. You know, if you're presenting a bill, there's going to be someone that says, no,
right.
I'm against it. But in this case, no one was against it. And they're like, yes.
Yeah, why don't we do this tomorrow? Like just knock this out. Like, it's probably going to take more time, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because just because the Senate passed it, it doesn't mean that it's permanent just yet. It still has to pass the House, or President Biden has to sign it.
Okay, I can't see him like not doing this. This is one that everyone pretty much agrees on.
I think so.
I mean, you heard her. Yes. Like, so,
yeah.
Like, do the right thing. Let's get this done. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. The other day we were watching TV, and Betty Gavin and I saw a story on the news, and I think our jaws all collectively hit the table at the same time.
Yes.
It was like, what?
Yeah, and we all had differing opinions, but we definitely all had opinions on it. So it was this woman, and she didn't look that old. She looked like maybe she was in her 30s, early 30s. But she had had a pet cat for 5 years, and then it passed. But she loved that cat so much, she paid $25,000 to have it cloned.
That is insane.
And here's the crazy thing. You think, oh, cloned, it's the same exact cat. No, it's not. You pay $25,000 with no guarantee that it will have the same behaviors as your original cat.
It'll just look like it.
It'll just look right. Like it. But then you think, it's easy to find a cat that's white.
For
I don't understand.
Bucks,
yeah. Like, and also, you think about all those homeless cats out there in shelters that need homes. $25,000 could go a long way.
Yeah, you could have donated a bunch of that money. Like, on the surface, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to any of us, okay? And so it was good that one of us, Betty, wasn't like, I think it's a great idea. I think we all were like, yeah, that's a crazy amount of money for not much payoff.
Right.
You know? But this lady felt it was worth it, you know? And she, she's happy with her decision, so good on you. I don't get it, but I am curious, because there are things that I think we splurge on that no one else gets. Like, I'm sure people in her life were like, you did what?
Yeah.
$25,000?
Well, and I found out that a friend of mine pays an astronomical amount of money to her hairdresser to get her hair done, but she said the lady, she likes her, she's friendly, and she does it right. And I know how important that can be, but this is insane.
Oh, I know. That's anybody that pays over $16 for a haircut when Great Clips exists is insane.
Would fall out in a dead faint if I told you.
Oh, I absolutely would. I absolutely would.
I almost did as a woman.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I'm curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that splurge or that thing you bought, or maybe like, you know, your hair, you get it done and it's $300 every time you do it or whatever. Like, I'm curious, what is that thing that people in your life maybe don't understand, but you're really passionate about? about like this lady cloning the cat.
Yeah, and we won't be judgmental.
No.
We just want to know.
Yeah, we just want to see if our crazy splurges are like you know, make sense, okay?
Yes.
In comparison to yours. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take your call right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you've splurged on that maybe people in your life don't understand?
Okay, it's not a splurge, but I do have three dogs, large dogs. They're all rescues, and they are my heart. So one of my dogs, as a puppy, had ACL surgery. We did it, and it was $5,000.
Whoa, and that was a rescue puppy that cost you about $40. Oh, my goodness.
But a puppy, so he's had a lot of life left. So now, I found out Saturday, I have a Great Dane mix. She has degenerative arthritis, and it is from two past ACL tears. So she's going to need two done.
Oh, no.
My husband and I, we've decided that we won't do it. It's just... That's $10,000.
Yeah, now Betty's judging you. A minute ago, she was like, that's crazy. Now she's like, wait, what?
Well, wait, is the Great Dane a puppy?
No, well, okay, Betty. She's five.
I feel for you because I realize this is not an easy decision, and vets will judge you. You're like, why aren't you going to spend $20,000 on your pet? You love it, right? And that's a hard thing. I know my cat, because she's 14, my cat's smart enough to know, like, not to limp around me or do anything because she knows, at 14, you're not getting that surgery.
Oh, I'll get off. I'm fine.
Now, Sarah, have you ever splurged on something that maybe other people in your life thought was crazy, like that lady that spent $25,000 to clone a cat?
Not really that much of a splurge, but I do have a small splurge.
What is it?
So I bought a $100 coffee mug because
Hang on a second. You had me at $100 coffee mug. Oh my goodness gracious. What makes this coffee mug worth $100?
So you can use an app and program your coffee to the exact temperature that you want, and it is that temperature to the very last sip that you take.
Okay. Now, for a split second, I thought you were insane. And now, no. I see you're genius, because I always get my coffee at a specific temperature. I do it at 140 degrees, but I do need to drink it quickly because it cools down. So you're saying with this mug, I could keep it at a constant 140?
I put mine at 139.
So you don't regret this purchase at all?
Absolutely not.
Did anyone think you were crazy when you told them that you were doing it?
I have not confessed to my husband how much this coffee cup costs.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we do the show, obviously, and then we have a podcast, which is the show without music, if you want to take it on the go with you. And then we have a thing called our Aftercast, which is new content that we don't even do on the show, and sometimes we dive into some political stuff, other times lifestyle stuff and just life, or things that need more discussion. And so one time we were doing our Aftercast, and the question was asked of Gavin, what is your go-to album for feeling better?
This was a band that I got into probably as I got to college. It's called Hands Like Houses.
That sounds like something you'd like in college.
Something alternative. Yeah. You know, just a smidge of screaming in there. The album was called Unimagine. And it was like one of those things where you'd listen to it and you'd be like, man, I'm in my feels right now. Yeah. When you really weren't, it was just the music making you think you might be feeling a certain way, but really you're not, because my life's been pretty good.
It is interesting. You bring up a good point. This whole idea of I'm a mess, like, has really gotten to be pervasive in our culture. Mm. It's been pervasive in kids. It's been pervasive even in adults. And I get that there's freedom in admitting you're not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm a mess. No, I'm a mess. I'm a mess too. I'm just a mess. Like, just so much of that. It gets almost so fulfilling to where you're sitting there going, yeah, you know what? I'm really not a mess. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be a mess because that's what everyone's telling me. I'm not, what's wrong with me? Shouldn't I be sad? Shouldn't I be this?
I think people like to identify with struggle.
Sure.
And like to play the card that they
the
are
victim
struggling.
Card. Yeah. Right.
I think that it gets them more sympathy, which is what you want. But yeah, if you're just going to stay in that, I think you're going to lose yourself.
And you're going to lose your friends as well. Because, I mean, yes, friends should be with you through thick and thin. But if you're constantly in the thin and you're not trying to help yourself get out of it, then people
it's exhausting.
It is. Yeah. It really is exhausting.
And if you have friends and all you do is struggle together, ping-ponging pain is not as fun as ping-ponging joy.
The term ping-ponging negative emotion solutions. I love that because you don't ever get help if you just surround yourself with people that are broken like you. You all just trade off broken stories. Mm-hmm. It's like women that are going through struggles with their husband. If all they do is go to a friend and complain about their husband, their friend complains about their husband, no one gets better. And you watch both of those relationships usually die. So you find support in all the wrong ways. You don't find someone that's going to give you truth that says, hey, you know what? Yeah, your husband did this, but you are maybe culpable in some of this too. And they build you up. Hey, here's how I think you could make steps into making things stronger or better. And they tell you truth and they do it in love. That's how you get better versus having somebody that you think is a kindred spirit in misery. There you go. That's just a little taste of kind of the way we do the aftercast and how we dive into it. If you want to subscribe to one of our podcasts or our aftercasts, A, it's free, and B, it's very easy. All you have to do is text TWS, as in The Wally Show, TWS, to 91979. We'll send you a link, and you can get all set up and take the show with you wherever you go. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's The Wally Show.
The war in Ukraine dominates the news cycle, and I'm sure if you're a parent, you're like, oh man, you know, what is my kid getting from this? What do I do about this? You know, because kids are aware of what's going on. We might not recognize that, or we try to insulate them, but they're listening. They're picking up on bits and pieces of information, and they say that without giving that context, that could actually be harmful to them because they're filling in the gaps that where they don't have the cognitive or the all the information to make good decisions.
Right. In this instance, ignorance is not bliss. It's actually, right. You know, the more you know, the better you are.
Yeah. So, you know, kids are affected by trauma, even though, like of other people, even though it may seem a world away, it can have an effect on them when they see this kind of stuff because then they wonder, well, could this happen here? And so mm-hmm. if you don't have a dialogue going, like, that can be detrimental to your own child, as crazy as it sounds. And so they had a couple things like, you know, if you're wondering about how to best deal with this with your child, here's a couple things they say. Initiate the conversation, you know, as, you know, ask your kids what they've heard, what they feel, and then you can fill in those gaps with a different perspective and with your godly perspective as well. Monitor them for signs of stress or anxiety because kids really take on fears, and so watch for changes in mood or behavior, and then, again, go back to discussing all that stuff. And I love this one, though. Identify practical ways to help with the crisis because there's something about getting involved and feeling like you're doing something proactive, which takes a little bit of the helplessness out of it and also takes some of the fear out of it as well because you feel like you're empowered and doing something, you know, to help.
Yeah, you're not feeling helpless in the situation.
And from a faith perspective, like for me, like I think it's a really good thing to remind, you know, kids, and if my child was young, this is what I would be doing, that, you know, God gave us free will, and sometimes people do bad things. You know, mm-hmm. there are bad people that because of that do bad things. But God's not absent from this. God is all through this situation and all the people that are wanting to help and giving people refuge. There are more good people than bad people mm-hmm. in this scenario of people that are helping. Let's be some of those good people. Let's live out our faith. And one of the ways you can help out is by partnering with Christian organizations that are on the ground and doing stuff right now. Convoy of Hope is somebody that we love. We've worked with them. They're always like first in, and they get help to people directly. And so maybe a thought for you is like, hey, mommy and daddy are going to donate. Would you like to donate as part of this with us, and we'll put all our money together mm-hmm. as a family? I mean, and it doesn't have to be a lot from them, but just them having skin in the game might help them process this stuff. And it's really easy to help out if you go to wayfm.com, or if you text the word convoy to 91979, we'll send you a link and you can help out. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're in the final few days of our Chris Tomlin contest, where we're giving a worship leader a chance to open up for Chris Tomlin at the iconic Red Rocks. And this is a great opportunity. So if you know a worship leader that you love at your church or whatever, let them know about this so that they can get their audition in. All they have to do is tell us, and if it's you, all you have to do is tell us, hey, this is why I think this would be a great opportunity, and then show us a little bit of what you do. And hit us up with a text. We'll give you the link.
So the text to send out is text the word worship to 91979. That's worship to 91979. And when you do that, we'll send you the link. And that's where you would need to send in those videos that Wally's talking about.
Gavin and I have been going through these, and I went through 50 some odd auditions last night, and it's there's some great stuff. It's unbelievable. Who do you have? Who did you pull for us today?
Okay, so this is Jordan and Steve. They nominated their band. It's called Sons of Band, and they're from Lifegate Church in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
We're always about creating this sound that would be fun for people to use on Sunday morning. We really think that that is a bridge to a lot of people that might not listen to worship music or might not really connect with worship music. So we really take that responsibility seriously. Okay. And to be able to do that with somebody like Chris, who his heart has always been about Sunday morning church, it's really cool. It'd be an awesome opportunity for us.
All right. Well, let's check him out. Only ever good, only ever good. Ooh. Only ever good. I can do that part. I want to join this man and just be the woo person. That's all. Somebody has that job. That's like, okay, now on every other chorus, I want you to go woo really loudly.
Oh, geez, we don't need that in our lives. I would say though that they did really well.
Oh,
I
they're
do
great.
Like that.
Yeah, I really like this band a lot. So that's awesome, man. What's it called? Sons of Band. Sons of Band. Okay.
Sons of Band.
Or parentheses. Woo! That's their name.
Oh, jeez. Well, anyways, if you think you've got a chance at opening for Chris, text the word worship to 91979, or maybe you know someone who is a worship leader that could get a good chance. Worship to 91979. Also, if you're interested in just getting tickets for the show, we will send you a link for that as well when you text the word worship to 91979.
And real quick, I do want to encourage you, like, that's a really produced version and it sounds amazing. Woo! But like, if you are just you with a guitar or piano just sitting down and playing, and you, that's how you want to do it, that carries equal weight, okay? Like, you don't think, oh, I don't have a full band behind me or whatever. Like, we're going to look at everything equally. So please send those in too, because I love those. So again, like Betty Rock just said, text the word worship to 91979. Uplifting Way Up, this is The Wally Show. And kids are the best. Like, they'll just tell you what you want to know, or what you sometimes don't want to know. And so
they can be brutally honest.
Yeah. And so we like to do Are You Kidding Me? I had come across this thing that had said one of the things parents are looking for in their kids, like a trait, is honesty. That was the number one thing parents are looking for. And it's like, if you want that in your kids, you need to model that. And you need to model that on your taxes and the time you're at the store, and you know, someone overcharges you or undercharges you and you do the right thing. Like, they see this stuff, they pick up on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk to kids only though, okay? That's why we do this. Are you kidding me? It's just kids and their opinion. So here's what I want. Kids, parents say, hey, I want my kids to be honest. That's like one of the biggest things I want. Kids, as you look at your parents, okay, what is something that you want to model from them? Something you've learned from your parents, something that you're like, my mom is really good at this, my dad is awesome at this, and I want to be just like that when I grow up. I'm telling you, man. If you do this and your parent happens to be in the room, you're scoring major brownie points as well, okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for Are You Kidding Me? The only rules with this, you got to be a kid, okay? Only kids can call. If you need to get your parents' permission, please do that first. 855-33-WAY-FM. Are You Kidding Me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Isabel.
Isabel, you have a very low voice. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11, there we go. Isabel, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so I came across this thing that said parents want their kids to be honest. That's one of the number one traits they want from their kids. So, Isabel, what is something that you look at your mom or dad and you go, you know what, I want to be like that when I grow up?
Well, my dad can go up to, like, any person and, like, just speak to them no matter what the conversation is.
So he's very outgoing, and then he can do what we call small talk really well?
Yeah.
Are you pretty good at that already, Isabel?
No.
No? Are you more introverted, Isabel?
Yeah.
What's one way that you're trying to practice doing this better, Isabel?
I try making more friends by just going up to them and saying hi. And, like, start talking to them.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's not always easy to do, but it pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Isabel, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, there, her voice changed again. When you look at your parents, Quinn, what is something that you want to take from them and you want to emulate in your life?
Well, my mom is such a hard worker. She works so hard at work. And she comes home and hangs out with us and makes dinner for us and eats with us.
You know, I know you appreciate this about her. You're like, man, that's really cool that she does that. Do you ever help her out with that and make her life a little easier when she comes home?
Yes, sir. Good. I do. I clean the table. Sometimes I wash the dishes and I sweep. And
good
I also
for you.
Take my dog on a walk.
Good for you, man. And I'm telling you, Quinn, if you just tell your mom from time to time that you appreciate what she does, it will pay off for you probably come Christmas or birthday. No, but just like just let her know that you appreciate what she does. That will make her day.
Yes, sir.
Well, Quinn, have a good one, man.
You too.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Cade, you're up. It's Are You Kidding Me? What is something that when you look at your mom or your dad, you think, you know what? I want to be like them when I grow up in this way.
Patient.
Oh, so who's patient? Your mom?
Yes.
Do you test her patience a lot or does a sibling test her patience?
Yes, I test her patience a lot.
Okay. So you know what? The fact that she is so patient, you can take pride in that. You've helped her grow in her patience.
No.
You have probably seen a bunch of ads on TV for different mortgage companies wanting you to refinance your home with them because it's such a good time. But who do you trust? Hey, it's Wally, and I just personally refinanced my home with United Faith Mortgage, and it was an amazing experience. You definitely need someone you trust when it comes to purchasing a new home or refinancing your current home because it can definitely be confusing, especially when you see all the ads promising you the world. So here's a tip from my UFM guy, Ryan, to help you navigate some of that.
Every situation changes the interest rate. So if you're taking cash out, not taking cash out, depending on how much equity you have remaining in your home, if you're doing a 30, 20, or 15-year term, all those things are different. So when you see those advertisements for these low rates, it's not taking into consideration your specific scenario.
And that's exactly why you need to talk to Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. They're going to give you all the information you need, and there's never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
Okay, so there are only a couple things, and I'm really serious, only a couple things that really make me cry.
Sunsets.
No.
Dolphins.
Tuesdays.
Unicorns.
It was raining this morning. Yeah. It was so hard.
Yeah, apparently
Taylor
there's
Swift.
More. There's more things than he thought.
Yeah, but the two things that come to my mind.
Okay.
The military videos where the people are returning home, those get me. And then I've been realizing lately it's anything that has to do with like father-son moments. And I'm not close to being a dad, but I'm you know, maybe a couple years away, and I've been asking my dad questions about that, asking him what it was like, and it's been really cool. But I loved watching this video that For King and Country posted about Luke's son, who asked him a very odd but big question.
And one day we're driving, and he comes to me and he says, "Hey, Dad, so you're going to die one day, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, I didn't see this coming, son. I will die, hopefully. You know, it's not for a number of years. When my time comes, it won't feel maybe the same way that it would feel to you as a, you know, 7-8-year-old little boy." And he looked at me and he digested it and he said, "Well, I'm going to learn everything I can from you until that day comes."
Oh.
So this song is to my boys, you know, to my little girl.
Oh,
this is my list.
Yeah, that got me. That got me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. Because, I mean, yeah, as a dad, you know, you want your kids to emulate you and learn from you. And the fact that his son already sees that and wants to be like him. Oh,
that's really cool.
So
and,
good.
You know, right there at the end, he kind of mentioned a song.
Yeah,
and that conversation sparked their song, Cheering You On, off of their latest album.
Oh, let's hear a little bit.
I pray you be gracious in the fire.
New music from For King and Country, Cheering You On, off their new album.
What are we waiting for?
Okay, so there you go. I think it's out now, too, correct?
Yeah, it came out, I think, last Friday.
Oh, well, there you go. If you like For King and Country and you didn't know they have new music, now you know. And they've got some songs that'll grab your heart. So be forewarned. You'll probably need tissues to listen to the whole album like Gavin. And Cuffy told me. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And with the GOAT, Tom Brady, unretiring after a month. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, if he was that indecisive on the field, that would be a problem.
Oh, true.
But, you know, he's decisive on the field. And I started finding, like, some quotes from Tom Brady because I was just curious. Like, okay, what's he said over the course of his career? You know, because he's probably an inspirational guy. I thought it would be fun with him coming back to see if you could tell me who said what. Is it a quote from Tom Brady or a quote from Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch?
Here's the story.
Okay.
Of a lovely lady.
Very simple. Very simple. For example, let's see how you guys do. Betty Rock. A wise man once said, "Wherever you go, there you are." Is that Tom Brady or Mike Brady? Who said that?
I could see Mike Brady saying this to one of the kids as they're going through a difficult time. You know, like Jan with Marsha, Marsha, Marsha always gets the attention.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Mike Brady.
You know what? You would be doing very well at this game. You would have just got that right. Nicely done.
Woo!
Okay. Let me just tell you this. They're not all that easy. Okay. I tried to make this tricky. And so if you want to play with us right now, all you have to do is tell us if it's a quote from Tom Brady, the GOAT, or Mike Brady, the GOAT dad. Okay. 855-33-WAY-FM. You're going to get three questions. Get two out of three right. You win a Way FM prize pack, which we're so happy to send you. 855-33-WAY-FM. So this is great because if you're a sports fan and you know Tom Brady, you could win this. If you're a 70s TV fan and you know Mike Brady, you could win this. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Looking for a couple people to play.
Here's the story.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Spencer, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, Wally. How are you?
Good. Now, we're doing this thing in honor of Tom Brady coming back and unretiring. I'm going to give you a quote, and all you have to do is tell me if it's from the greatest of all time, the GOAT, Tom Brady, or a quote from Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Now, which are you more of a fan of, sports or the Brady Bunch?
I have to say sports, but I do like the Brady Bunch.
Okay, well, let's see how you do here. Here is quote number one. You got to get two out of three right. When you bluff, someone may call you on it. Is that Mike Brady or Tom Brady?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. You know what? This is harder than I thought it was going to be, but you figured it out. You are right on that one. Nicely done.
Come on.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
If you don't believe in yourself, why is anyone else ever going to believe in you?
Tom Brady.
Wow, you said that very confidently.
Yes, I think that's him.
Do you keep up with Tom Brady and, like, what he says.
Spencer has that quote crocheted on a pillow at his house. Well, you know what? You got it right. That's 2 out of 3. You win today.
Yeah. Come on, I win. Thank you, guys.
You figured it out, Spencer, and you are picking up a WayFM prize pack.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about. We thank you guys for all that you do. Here's the story.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Madonna, how are you today?
I'm great, Wally. How are you?
Doing great, girl. Thank you. Now, are you a sports fan, Madonna?
I'm a boat fan.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. You might just clean sweep this thing. You got to get 2 out of 3 right. I'm going to give you a quote, and you tell me if it's from Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch or Tom Brady from Buccaneers from the NFL, okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Question number 1. To me, if you're trying to impress a girl, get a date. They're going to like that more because you're a confident guy. Who do you think said that? Tom Brady or Mike Brady?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. That sounds like something that he would give advice to, like, Peter. Yes. Or Greg.
Yes.
Not Bobby, because yes. Bobby was too young to date. That was actually by one Mr. Tom Brady.
No.
Shocking, right?
For what?
I don't know, but that one surprised me. Okay, you got to get the next 2 right. Here we go. Exact words are hard to live by. Is that Mike Brady or Tom Brady?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. Okay, she went back to the Mike Brady pool, and this time you are correct. Nicely done. All right, this is your final Mike Brady or Tom Brady question. Your life will be what you make of it. Is that Tom Brady or Mike Brady? What do you think, Madonna?
I'm going to say Tom Brady.
Okay, you went Mike twice and you're going Tom this time. Well, you know what? Your life is what you make of it, even if you retire and unretire. That is right, Tom Brady! Nicely done. You had me concerned with missing that first one, but you rallied just like Tom Brady in the 4th quarter with 2 minutes to go. You pulled this out.
I'm so happy.
Well, you're picking up a WayFM prize pack, and we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Wally. Our God is greater. Our God
is stronger. God, you are higher than it. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and you may have heard us talking about our Chris Tomlin contest where we're giving a worship leader a chance to open for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks. And we said, hey, if you're a worship leader, then for sure text the word worship to 91979 and find out how you can enter. Or if you just know a great worship band like your church, you're proud of them, you can nominate them as well by also texting the word worship to 91979. And that was the case for this one band today, right, Gavin?
Yeah, Jeff Hayes, he nominated the worship team at his church, Journey Church, and they're in Colorado, and it sounds like he's going to the show.
Got our tickets yesterday, as a matter of fact. My whole Bible study group is going. We're 6th row center stage and stoked about this concert. And then I hear a message that you're looking for a warm-up act, and I know I'm biased, but I'm a part of Journey Church Colorado, and we have a worship team of all worship teams. I believe they're the most talented worship team in the entire state. They put forth amazing music. And I just think that they would be an extremely powerful way to get the stage ready for Chris.
See, that's really cool, man. So he nominated his group, and he's said that if they're not, they don't win, he's going to return all his tickets.
Oh, he didn't say that. No.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of their worship band. A razor, hallelujah. Oh, nice. A guy with a low voice.
Presence of my enemy. Very gruff.
Yeah, I like that. I like a little gravel to the voice, personally. Because it stands out along the line, or out from what's going on currently in worship. Let's hear the big part. Oh, his voice got higher. I like that. That's a great offering, man. I've been so impressed with the offerings that we've been getting in the submissions for this contest, because it's a big deal to open for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks. And again, you can nominate somebody. Let them know that you're doing it so it's not a surprise. then they can submit something to us. And you can also get tickets. And here is your link.
So text the word worship to 91979. That's worship, W-O-R-S-H-I-P, to 91979.
That way you can nominate somebody, nominate yourself, or pick up tickets like Jeff and his whole youth or church group did. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
How would you like that whenever you enter a room, you are announced as Sir Wally, Commander of the Order of the British Empire?
Yes.
Or Officer Sir Gavin?
I'd take Officer.
Yeah, that would be great. Some respect, finally, would be nice.
Well, some celebrities have been given that privilege, knighted by the Queen of England herself. Ooh. Some of those celebrities include 80s rocker Rod Stewart.
No, I didn't know that.
Also Hannibal, Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, yeah, because I think he is British, too.
I'm
British. Anthony Hopkins, I think, is British, yeah.
Oh. And then the one and only Sir Elton John himself.
Yeah.
You may be wondering, how does the Queen get the message to you? Because she's not going to text you or call you to say, hey, you know, I want to knight you. Well, here's Elton John talking about how the process went down for him.
They inform you a couple of months ahead of time. They write you a lovely letter and say, you know, this is what's happening, and you're not allowed to tell anybody.
Ooh, I'm curious, like, because all of those people, Rod Stewart is English as well, I'm pretty sure. So all of those people are English. And so can she knight you if you are non-English?
Well, Bono was knighted.
He
is Irish, I believe.
Yes.
So he couldn't get as high of a title as others who are
English. That's interesting.
English.
I wonder what they give Americans. Like if Sir Elton John is like English and Bono is Captain Bono or whatever, where do you get like Lieutenant
Pauper,
America?
Yeah. Peasant.
Yeah, I'm curious what they give to us.
I don't know.
They're still bitter about the whole 1776 thing, so they're not going to give us. Yeah, they're not going to give
T
us a great
C.
title.
Was that
Boston Harbor? That was our own thing.
Oh, well, whatever.
No. That was part of that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Hey, yay!
Good job.
All right, learning stuff today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's not many Saturdays when you lose something that you love. I'm not talking about people, because that's really sad, but like some item that you're like, oh, I'm so sad. But that is juxtaposed by the day you find it again. You're like, oh, what in the world? Mm-hmm. Like, this lady lost her iPhone 10 years ago.
10 years ago, in the toilet.
Yeah, and then found it in the toilet.
What?
10 years later.
Plunging, found it, and like, wow.
How
that's amazing.
Amazing
her toilet functioned for 10 years.
Right?
With that stuck in there. But anyhow, so imagine how great she felt. Now, the technology is really antiquated with a 10-year-old iPhone.
And no pack of rice is going to help with that.
No. Yeah, like back in the day, yeah, remember when you get your phone wet, you'd have to put it in rice, and now they're kind of waterproof, which is great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that thing's not working. Mm-hmm. But she felt good when she found it, though, because at least imagine how crazy you've been, like, I don't know where I lost that.
Well, and that's how I feel. I know recently, maybe a month or two ago, I lost my debit card.
Yeah, did you ever find it?
No, but I swear it's in my car.
Yeah.
But I've looked, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
3 times, and I still haven't been able to find it.
And no one's charged anything on it.
Nobody charged anything on it. So I ended up having to get a new one, change all my numbers, but still.
I know.
Ugh.
But man, will you be, like, the next time you, like, say you go to clean your car out to sell it, and then you find it wedged somewhere, are you going to be happy or sad?
I'm going to be mad.
Okay.
Very mad.
Was not one of the options, but you went out on your own. So here's what I'm curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be part of the show. We love having you on the show with us to share your stories. But what is that thing that you lost and maybe found a year later, 8 months later, 6 months later, 5 years later. I'm just really curious what that thing was, because it feels good to be reunited with things that you have lost.
Reunited and it feels so good.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I would love to hear yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Tanisha, what was that thing you were reunited with?
I actually lost an engagement ring. My fiancé passed, and I had it kind of hanging as a memorial in the car, and it had fallen, and I couldn't find it, and I was looking all over the floor, in between my seats, everywhere. And months later, my friend was like, well, let's just pull off the dash, like the front part where your radio and everything is. I didn't even know that came off, first of all. And so she pulled it off, and the ring just fell out.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
So I had somehow gotten behind the dash.
You're sure she's not, like, great at sleight of hand, and she stole it, felt guilty, and they're like, let's pull the dash off, and throws it in there.
Positive about that one.
Well, and I hope you found a better spot for it.
Well, we had house fire after that, but...
Okay,
oh,
well,
geez.
You know, I hate... Maybe that thing's bad luck.
Right? Maybe it's time to go.
What is it for you?
It was my sister lost her phone, and she dropped it in the ocean in South Carolina.
It washed up on the beach in North Carolina.
That is so hard to believe, but how did you even find it?
Someone found it and turned it into the phone store.
And while that's weird, I also have to ask, why was your sister-in-law, why was she having her phone in the ocean? Like, that seems like a no-brainer. Don't do that.
Well, she also dropped her phone in the toilet, so she's really bad with dropping it in water. But the best part of it is that it still worked.
Are you kidding me?
No.
After being in the ocean like that long?
I washed up like a week later.
It had to be an iPhone. There's no way an Android would do that.
It was an iPhone.
Yeah.
I am an Android person, but yes, it was an iPhone.
There it is. See, they should make a commercial out of your sister's story, man. That's amazing.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is the Wally Show. We do a little thing called Good News. Giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you because the news can be a little bit heavy and draining sometimes. We got some stuff from Ukraine, actually, which obviously is a bad situation, but so it's good to see some good news come out of there. There's a website where people in Europe could sign up to house Ukrainian refugees that briefly went down the other day. So while you're like, oh, how is that good news? It crashed because so many people in the UK were trying to sign up to help. And the first, like, 24 hours, they had over 100,000 people registered. You're like, good on you.
Yeah.
With the extreme, you know, nature of this invasion and the evil on one side, it's so great to see, you know, a bigger positive thing on the other side. So there you go. That's a little good news. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
So high-end car company Porsche is helping Ukraine by auctioning off a special version of their Porsche 911, which is based on Sally, who is the blue car from the Pixar movie Cars. And they say that the benefits from that car will be donated to families who are being affected by the war in Ukraine right now.
You know what? That's awesome. And as a guy, you can tell your wife, you know, when
yes.
she questions why you just bought a Porsche, I'm helping people. Just helping people in Ukraine, honey. If you hate that, then that's between you and the Lord. You know, Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a soldier in Ukraine that he stopped his own girlfriend at a checkpoint last week. And here's the thing. She didn't know it was her boyfriend. Like, she had no idea. Yeah, because he's wearing, like, his whole
fatigues
suit
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got their hands on the hood of the car. Like, they're taking this super serious.
Ooh.
And he surprises her with a proposal.
Oh, nice.
So starting off with something kind of scary and super awkward.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, now this soldier takes off his mask. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it's your boyfriend, and he's proposing.
Will you marry me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did she say yes?
She did.
Oh, good. She didn't say nyet. Good. I think that's
nyet?
No. I think that's no.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
don't
she said yes.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.